I'm fucking gay.
And you knew you were gay then!
So girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Richard Spencer again.
Suck my dick and eat my ass.
Call me gay and beat me up. Put me in a dress and beat me up. I'm fucking gay. Gay Ooh, family.
Gay family.
In front of a live studio audience.
Oh, come on, Pop. You can't say that being gay is normal and being a pedophile isn't. What is it with Jews? Back in my day, two fellas could go into a bathroom, do a little dance under the stall, and have gay sex with each other, go home to their wives. Wasn't that enough? Now you gotta rape kids in the middle of the McDonald's.
Gay family.
It's all in the family. 2030.
Mm-hmm. Up there.
Come on, Pop. I'm using my universal basic income money to buy child pornography. What's wrong with that? People used to be ashamed of the fact that nobody works anymore. Look at me. I torture myself about it. Well, I download gay pornography in private. Secretly, I do it.
You used to have to draw your own child pornography back in my day.
And child porn used to be drawings!
No one needed real child porn. It could just be Sonic the Hedgehog raping Elmo. And now they look at real child porn.
Ah, fuck.
Those were the days.
Mm-hmm. My dick was small.
People still had dicks. They didn't forcibly remove them at birth.
Now everyone's got a smooth pate down there. Everybody's like a Ken doll.
Damn, that would stink.
Yeah.
No genitalia?
Would it just be everybody would strap on each other's ass?
Yeah. The post-gender society.
Whoever can afford the strap-on.
So we're
for some reason, 2% of the population still owns 98% of the dildos.
Damn, that would be fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
People are unsafely putting, you know,
the distribution
lead pipes
of
up their ass and cucumbers and shit.
Check.
Check, check.
Check, oh.
Check.
Are we all on?
Yeah, we're on. We're good. I just want to make sure before we got too far into it.
Who
sucked balls then?
You're going back through All in the Family?
How
many seasons are there?
I don't know. I think 8, 9, 6.
They have like 30 episode seasons and shit like that.
I think
that.
There's 6 seasons.
But, like, don't they do, like, a wild amount
like
of
Like Seinfeld, eps? Like 28 eps or something?
Maybe.
Cheers had a wild amount of eps per
season.
It used to be, like, 22 episode orders for a season.
Mm.
That's how shows were.
Back. Those were the days.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Those words are gay.
You ought to suck my dick.
You ought to, well... So, folks, but I guess more information is coming out now. It turns out the Ethiopian plane crashed because of somebody plugging in their Samsung Galaxy S8. Samsung Galaxy
really?
S8. Yeah.
That's what happened?
Uh-huh. That's what I heard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Those guys should have known better.
You can't bring that on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Also, update, I hear Bam is out of the loony bin.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
He's doing better, yeah.
Vinny texted me to let me know. He was like, hey, man, just want to let you know Bam texted me, and he said that, you know, he's doing all right.
So just to let everyone else know that.
Vinny's coming back on the show. Vinny's ready for his redemption episode.
What's he going to say?
Oh, I don't know.
He's going to get his bits ready. He better come with the heat.
This is going to be awesome.
Otherwise, he's going to get slammed.
By the king.
by the king.
What if Vinny just comes back on and torches your ass at him?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him do a little bit of recon. Get some fact finding. Mm-hmm. You know? I'll let Vinny come back prepared. He wasn't ready to hop into the dojo with me, you know, just off the couch.
we need to get Gene back. As soon as he launches a new business, we have to help the man get on his feet. You know.
What do you think his next business is going to be? Elvis's go-karts?
I would go to Elvis's go-karts so bad.
Fellas, this is the Elvis go-kart center. We've been in business over 40 years. I thought you could just say that.
It's got the three things people love. Go-karts.
Italians.
Being Italian.
and I'm Mario. He's got everything everybody loves. I'm Italian, I'm from New York, and I'm Super Mario.
That would be so good if he just started doing Mario.
Mario Kart.
Well, he does Blues Brothers. He does Elvis.
When we brought up Andrew Dice Clay, he's like, I did his act once.
Yeah. Well, we should help him branch out into the next thing. He should be doing Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Gene DiNapoli does Bruno 24 Mars.
24 karat magic in the air tonight. Folks, there's 24 karat magic in the air tonight. And I'm Italian, and I'm Bruno Mars. I got everything. Everything the girls want.
Damn, I want a vid of him fucking.
Yeah.
Back in the day, though.
You want a video? You want to see Gene have sex?
Have sex with, like, a beehive hairdo?
I think we all had that same thought.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to mind.
When I met that guy, I was like, damn, I want to see this guy have sex.
But back in the day, though, like,
the girl hiding
in
the
bathroom.
What is the matter with you, meathead? Can't you just make fun of the guy in a racist way? You got to think about him having sex. You're not even gay.
I know.
Oh, come on. Come on, Archie. Just Archie with, like, big breast implants.
Yeah, Archie with his beautiful blonde hair.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
All you did back in my day was you got the top surgery and you tried to look as good as you could in a sundress. Now everything is hormones, this and injections, and posting pictures of yourself with all over the subreddits. Oh, I look cute today. I had to get a job. The only daily affirmation I needed was the sound of the punch card going through my timesheet.
Is that what that'd be cool if that's what, like, the 1970s trans people were like? The ones with, like, you know, triangle tits and stuff.
Mm-hmm. True pioneers, man. You had to go to, like, Sweden and get your...
Get a job style.
Yeah. Huh?
To get a job style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck cool. My dick and eat my ass. Who was the first trans person?
Probably that governor of New York.
Yeah, there's a painting of him.
What?
From there's when? A cousin of Queen Anne or something. Ed Koch.
Ed Koch was probably the first trans person.
Wait, there's a governor that was trans?
You know this. Dude.
There was, like, a British governor.
No, absolutely know.
There's a picture of him that just looks like a lady. And it was like, you know, the Baron George the
Hell
something.
Yeah.
And it was like the queen's cousin who she just sent over to be
sent
the
over
governor
here
of New York.
To get his yeeks just absolutely blown out.
His yeeks, yeah. Trans governor. The trans governor starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ba-dum, bum, ba-dum. Ba-dum, bum, ba-dum.
Where did my cock go?
My vagina is a C-120 supercomputer hole. It is a learning vagina. Ba-dum-bum-ba-bum.
What'd you boys get up to this weekend, huh?
I can't remember. I never remember. I don't know where I am or what I've done or been doing.
Yeah, I can't even think. Yeah.
I saw Blake and Jake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What are they up to?
I saw Jake last week.
Yeah, I guess Jake's podcast host died.
Oh, yeah, damn.
RIP.
Yeah.
Good dude.
Wild week in podcasting.
Yeah.
I've never met him.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
You've never met him?
No, I never met him once.
Yeah.
Because he's really up nice there guy. Now with the blue guy and the elephant and
John McCain.
No, John McCain's
he's talking
not
about
there.
Indian heaven or whatever.
Oh, Indian heaven. Oh, yeah. The eight-arm guy.
Yeah, the eight-arm guy.
The Jai Ho guy. The Slumdog Millionaire.
He's up in there in a band with the elephant and the guy who can play six guitars at once.
Yeah. In the cantina.
Yeah, the big butter, the big spider.
Yeah, all the musicians in the cantina scene were Indian gods.
I made that joke last night.
Did you?
Well, yeah, to Jake. And
did I copy it?
No, you
there.
Didn't copy it. You weren't there, but it didn't get anything last night, so I didn't repeat it.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah, Will deserved more.
Just in case.
I think probably he was just sad about his friend dying.
Who?
Yeah, I think
he was all, he was also making fun of it. We were all laughing about it.
Oh, that's good. So, I'm glad to hear
so
that.
So
yeah.
He just didn't like that one?
What's that?
He just didn't like
I don't think people heard me. I think I was crushing so hard.
It would have gotten more if the room was paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So my problem is I often step on bits by crushing too hard.
That's a big problem in comedy. You crush yourself.
Yeah. I'm just a crusher. Dr. Beverly Crusher. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wish I had a first name like Beverly.
Yeah, you could be Beverly. You could be Beverly Mullen.
Yeah, yeah. How are you doing? My name's Beverly.
was that Crusher's real name in Star Trek?
Yeah, it was Beverly. Yeah, Beverly Crusher.
That's not real.
What do you mean that's not
real? I've seen probably like 100 episodes of The Next Generation. I never knew his name was Beverly.
It's Beverly Crusher. Well, I don't know what.
Oh, okay, okay.
Picard calls her Beverly to her face constantly.
Beverly.
It's implied that they used to fuck, I think, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Were there any flashbacks where Picard had hair?
No.
That'd be
awesome.
Even
when Patrick Stewart was young, he didn't have hair.
What?
That's how you know he's a pedophile.
That's not true.
Yeah, sure, but...
What was his brother's name?
Patrick Stewart?
Yeah, there's like an episode where...
Luke Jean Picard?
Whenever he goes to Earth, he gets like real French. Like, he wears, like, scarves
he's wearing
and berets.
Like berets and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just eating nothing but pralines and...
He's like a British guy on the fucking spaceship, but when he goes to Earth, he becomes, like, a French faggot. Yeah.
I like smelly pussies.
Damn. I'm feeling, like, maybe, like, a ham and cheese croissant or something.
Ooh.
They imply that Picard used to fuck Crusher?
Yeah. Or they were like close friends or something. They're always like winking at each other.
Mm.
Does he fuck at all in the show?
Yeah. He had a relationship. He also like, it's just implied.
Shatner fucked every alien.
Well, no, he doesn't really. Shatner, I think, only fucks like once or twice in
he
the
original. He kissed the black girl. That was
a
big deal.
Fucks the green aliens.
But Picard has all these like, it's. I think it's also implied that he fucked Whoopi Goldberg's character.
Hell yes.
Gyno or whatever her name was.
Hell fucking yes.
Gyno.
Yeah, no, she was like the god of titties or something.
Nice.
Yeah, that dumb hat. I remember being a little kid and seeing Whoopi Goldberg's character on Star Trek and thinking, like, do black women just dress like that?
Like, I thought, with that hair?
Yeah, well, I thought it was, like, no, with, like, the big disc hat.
I don't know what she looked like on Star Trek.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
That was such a funny cast.
Did you see enough black people in Montgomery County?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, like, the future.
I see.
No, I mean, it's, like, don't like... It's like this is just what they think black women.
Right. They evolve. That's their evolved
like
state.
That's,
that's their ratatouille. No.
Whoopi, here. Hold on. Whoopi.
Riot you.
Stop.
The black women's Pikachu.
Oh, I saw the Dolezal documentary this weekend.
Oh yeah. Do you ever see her tits?
I really wanted to like to be like she's innocent, you know.
Of what?
She makes it hard. She makes it really hard.
Here we go.
At the end, she changes her name to like Malika Africa Diallo or some crazy shit.
It's Guinan, not Gyno.
Same shit. Yeah.
No, but here, look.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird look.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the future at all.
That looks real.
She
like...
looks like a cobra.
Yeah.
Like a blue cobra.
How long was she in the show?
She was like a guest character that would show up.
Nice.
But she would like, her and like Picard would like,
mm-hmm. She was on a different ship?
You know, they
ship?
Would, like, wink at each other. No, she wasn't on a different ship. She's like an alien or something. She would come
a
from
black
Africa.
Alien. From the planet of Africa. Yeah.
Whoopi Goldberg has a strange-ass career. Like, what was the first shit she did that really made her pop off?
Sister Act?
Sister Act's good as shit.
Well, her stand-up.
No, she didn't do stand-up. She was like Mom's Mabel in like a one-woman play.
She wasn't a stand-up?
I don't think she ever really was.
Dude, I can't remember anything anymore. I remember, like, the other day, somebody was saying that Will Smith is, like, doing stand-up now. And I was like, didn't he do stand-up prior
Apparently
to...
Apparently not. That's what
no,
I thought.
I thought he was a rapper and a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, no.
Did you also think that?
He was a comedic actor.
This is some Berenstain Bears
shit.
It is.
Shit, it definitely
it's
is.
Like, I... Like, remember that he was specifically a stand-up comedian and a rapper. When I was a little kid, I was like, that's cool.
Yes.
Maybe it's just I thought he was a comedian and a rapper.
Yeah, no, but that's I think that's what it is, because I thought the same shit, and then I was like, wait a second. I had no memory of him ever actually doing
stand-up. Oh, yeah,
stand-up,
I saw that video.
But it felt like he did. And you know what's funny, dude? It's like, you see someone who's, like, actually talented do stand-up, like, for the first time, and he's just, like, crushing
it. He sucks.
Huh?
No, he sucked.
Nuh-uh. I saw, like, a clip. It was pretty
good.
But
none of it was funny.
But it's like... That guy's like a famous guy. It's just
he's
like you see people that are next level talented for real.
Yeah.
Like Jim Carrey wasn't a good stand up, but it was like that guy's like talented as shit.
My impression of the Will Smith stand up video is he looked nervous. It wasn't funny. I saw the clip. I saw was him like Jade's in my house, and I'm like, can I get on the track? And he's like, I'm like, what you mean?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like not.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember what clip
I just saw the video of him with, like...
But I enjoyed him, dude.
Yeah.
I was smiling with my friend Will, dude.
Yeah.
You know? It was nice seeing him out
there.
No,
it was good to see. I mean, I like Will Smith, so it's nice to see him do something that he wanted to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I have no... I don't respect stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, I think it's pretty funny to see comedians get upset about Will Smith doing comedy.
Right.
Like, oh, great, celebrities just think my art... is something they can just do whenever. It's like, don't you work at Panera?
Yeah, you don't do anything.
You've been doing this for, what, 3.5 years?
Also, it's like, it's one thing to be like Screech or like Jeremy Piven, but it's like, I would love to be in the room while Will Smith talks for an hour.
Of course.
He's so famous. He's so cool. I don't give a fuck what he does. Like, it's different than like, literally, you know. Just a broke ass, like being mad at Stormy Daniels.
Than Horny Daniels.
Yeah.
That's what I call her.
Dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels really triggered a lot of female comics out there, which makes her part of the team, you know?
That's right. She
makes her honorary.
Should we get her on the show?
Whoopi Goldberg just had sepsis.
Oh, I thought you just said you
were
going to
say sex.
Is that when
shit in your bloodstream?
Yeah, you get turds in your blood.
Shit. What did she do? Eat turds?
She's been eating too many turds on
View. I think she possibly had a rectovaginal fistula. Just a wild guess.
All right.
So what
you heard
it
here first.
Her asshole split open into her pussy.
Yes.
And she shit into her own pussy.
Yeah.
And got sepsis.
Oh, hold on. So here's what happened. I had pneumonia and I developed sepsis.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay.
But you can't rule out that.
I mean, that's a convenient cover up.
What's it called? Deductive diagnosis or whatever.
I don't know.
How doctors, they start with the most common thing and they work their way down.
Yeah.
You know, so you're like first, like if you're like, I have a stomach ache, you're like, it's probably just gas. And
right.
They're like, no, it's really bad. And 7 months later, they're like, oh, whoops, you have cancer.
Right.
But it's too late to do anything now.
Yeah, that's why we start with split your pussy open into your ass.
Mrs. Goldberg, I believe you have a rectovaginal fistula. Is Mr. Goldberg here to process your intake papers? In case you die in surgery.
Now, Mr. Goldberg, when we sew up her pussy, how tight would you like it?
Oh, boy, my wife is so sick. She's got a rectovaginal fistula.
If you get your pussy torn up by a baby, do you get to, do they sew it up
Yeah,
tighter?
They sew it back.
But do they give you a smaller pussy if you want one?
Oh, yeah. They give you a cute little small little pussy. They trim the lips down a little bit. They make it look fresh.
Does the baby gnaw on the lips on the way out?
I'm mad you don't. There's no dick lips. I think it'd be cool if I had, like, cool wings.
That's what being for.
Like a cobra. Yeah. No, I mean at the base.
Oh, okay. The base.
You know?
So, like, your balls flare up.
like a
around the dick.
What's that reptile that their
that's
neck?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. What's the name of that?
A boss lizard.
No.
The boss of the desert.
It's not called the boss.
Boss of the plains, baby. Well, I tell you, if you're a gambling man, like you can bet that
Nick's dick lips.
You can bet on
how tasty they are.
You can bet on what my dick lips taste like at a website called
BetDSI.
BetDSI.cock.
BetDSI.com. Folks, you may have noticed that our reads are a lot of fun. We're going to be serious and dedicate this one to our good friend over at Pod Damn America, who passed away. This advertisement is dedicated.
Something he would love.
He would love to have an advertisement dedicated to
him. If you know anything about him.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd love advertising for a gambling company.
It's a rag-app buddy. This BetDSI read is dedicated to you, pal. He loved commercials.
He loved commercials.
It was one
he
of his favorite things.
That guy never
he
met
He loved
it.
People being defrauded out of their money.
Not defrauded. I mean, hey, play to bet, bet to win, bet play to win, win. Except, bet to play.
And that's why we're dedicating this one, because this is not a fraud. Because
it's not that, dude. That's what I'm saying. This is a socialist gambling website. BetDSI.com is the world's first socialist gambling website. They've been in business over 20 years. Mm-hmm. They started in East Berlin.
That's right.
The most socialist of... That's the
On
most
the other
hardcore,
side of the wall.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where the only way you're getting out is in a box. That's the real kind of socialism. I like, dude. Gang, for real. You know, we're tatted Absolutely. Up. We're fucking gambling on things on BetDSI.com. And, you know, if you today say communism is bad... Guess we got a fucking knife, a big knife that we're going to slide.
Swing! That's me taking it out of it.
Yeah, and then we're going to slowly slide it up your rectum so it cuts through the middle of your body.
A machete.
A machete, yeah. Do you think you could beat up Danny Trejo, Adam?
What's that? Do I think I could beat him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a gay little chest tattoo. I can beat him up.
I like that he got like the logo from a bag of chips.
Yeah.
This is my girlfriend, man. She's from the chips.
Yeah, dude.
I love my bitch, my chips, bitch.
He's friends with Brandon Wardell. Of course I could beat him up.
Yeah. BetDSI.com is
big out for Harambe, man.
For 20 years, paying out winners. They got an easy-to-use mobile playing interface. Mm-hmm. VR headset.
That's right.
I could put mine on. I walk out into traffic, and I say, hit me, motherfucker. I'm gambling.
That's right.
I'm looking at stuff on my VR mobile playing interface.
And just legally, if you get hit?
Why is that even in here? I don't understand why that's in the copy.
What?
Easy-to-use mobile playing interface.
Because that's what it is, brother.
That's what it is.
People are like, what do you mean app? What the fuck does app mean?
Yeah, they could have just said
Oh, you mean a mobile playing interface?
That's right, bro.
A term that no one uses?
Yeah, but doesn't it sound cool?
I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It's all about playing.
I just want my eyes modified so that it does that targeting thing where like it identifies it. Beep, 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 beep.
Would you get both eyes or just one?
One.
I would get one.
Yeah, one.
Yeah,
red
one
eye.
Red. A Kano style.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kano style.
Oh,
exactly.
Hell yeah.
Metal arms.
That would rock. Jax.
Jax style.
Yeah, metal arms, red eye.
Titties like Chun-Li. Thighs like
legs
Chun-Li.
Legs replaced with big tire tractors, wheels. Like tractor trailer.
Yeah.
Like you know, like fucking the guy from Twisted Metal, the black guy.
Yeah.
Axel.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black man that's part car.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that
Can
white
you
America.
Imagine?
Part black man, part car.
Just picture.
An allegory for Detroit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he goes around screaming Motown songs. Crucified on some wheels.
Just walk away, Rudy.
BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything else, too, including all the major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything. BetDSI is a great mobile app, easy to use from anywhere. So both of those are there. They have a great mobile app, but also an easy-to-use mobile playing interface.
They got two different types of shit.
Yeah.
Wait, those are two different
those are
don't
two
worry.
Different bullet points.
Yep.
They offer live in-game wagering.
Oh,
so imagine
I love
this.
That.
Yeah. You're in the game.
Yep.
That means if you're you're playing for the Denver Broncos, yeah, yeah. you're allowed to bet on the outcome of the game.
That's right.
And let that define
and
your
you
actions.
You can swing it.
You can even yeah. If you're this,
if you
is
want a point shave, do it with BetDSI.
95% of our listeners are military first responder John Elway.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you're the general manager of the Denver Broncos.
Who listens to this show?
Yeah.
You can rig your games.
Even though you make, I don't know, bet, $10 million.
But
a
you
year?
Can go on BetDSI, you bet $80 billion.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Joe
bet
Flacco.
Every dollar you have.
You bet all your Super Bowl rings.
You bet all of them. And BetDSI will pay you a million to one odds. So you just made $800 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in business over 20 years.
Yeah.
So you can
so
be
they
sure
understand.
They'll pay that out.
They definitely will. Yeah. They definitely will. If to summarize,
yeah.
if you work for the Denver Broncos and you point shave, as long as you do it through BetDSI's in-game wagering app,
yeah.
you will not be arrested. And they will pay you $800
trillion. $800
trillion.
And that's the bet
to
you.
This is your money to take. Look, we only do this podcast so we can help guys like you make money.
That's right.
We're all about the independent business owners and the spirit of commerce.
That's right.
The spirit of
I
industry.
Love small business for
that's
one.
Actually the name of my yacht.
The spirit of commerce.
The spirit of the business industry. It's my 120-foot yacht.
Respect.
And I go out on Lake Superior.
Mm-hmm.
It's white people only out
That's
there.
That's right. That's my big problem when I take my yacht out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the coastal areas are a little too ethnically
diverse. A little too
mixed,
but on Lake...
when you're on beautiful
Lake White Superior. And here's what we're going to be betting on this week. Take Hucheco over Maldonado.
Hucheco over Maldonado. That's
Hucheco two knives de Santos over Enrique the bathroom boy Maldonado.
I guess it's March Madness.
Mm-hmm. So, you got any bracket busters?
Yeah, I got some bracket busters.
Why don't you vote on Beto O'Rourke landing the 900? Beto O'Rourke has to land the 900, and if he doesn't do it, everybody who listens to the show gets $200.
Yeah, and they get to fucking come on his
So when you
teeth.
Sign up, make sure you use promo code CUM120. That's C-U-M. I was going to say C as in, you know, but I didn't know if I wanted to earn the ire of the Asian community.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. C-U-M.
We're in good standing with them.
We are in good standing.
I would say take the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
There should be an Equifax for, like, minorities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a trans union
yep.
for trans people. Like, I can go check
racist.
My credit with...
With each minority.
Yes, with Hispanic yeah. people and just see, like, have I been pushing it too far lately?
Right.
You know, I just...
Like,
The Jews have me at, like, a 280 credit rating.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And that's the most important one.
That is, because it's actually...
your actual credit rating.
They do the real credit.
That's my actual credit. yeah. So when you sign up, use promo code CUM120, so they, parentheses, know we sent you. When you sign up, you've got some options.
What do you mean
you can,
they?
You. When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you play the tables.
Shit.
It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So you're going to be in a sports book, which is where we like to gamble.
We love to gamble there.
Use promo code CUM120. Up to $1,000, going to give you 60% bonus cash return, $1,000 into $1,600 to play with. So once again, that's BetDSI.com, CUM120. Let's start the show.
It's Cumtown.
Welcome back to Creamtown.
With your hosts, Nick Mullen.
And?
Stavros Halkias.
Mr. Have Gay Sex himself.
Stavros Have Gay Sex Halkias.
Mr. Yeah.
Stavros
Ha ha, Pitbull. Mr. Have Gay Sex.
Hey, Mr.
Dale.
Mrs.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
What's a song that has that bum, bum, bum sound? Pretty much every song.
No, you know the one. There's a specific Pitbull song where it goes, bum, 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 bum.
Should we all move to Norway?
We like to party.
That guy that's running for president, Pete Buttigieg.
Buttgate?
Yeah, but
Butt Gig.
I would love if somebody got caught having gay sex and called it Butt Gate.
He's gay.
They're calling it Butt Gate.
The senator got his cheeks absolutely blown out.
He's gay, but apparently someone said that he learned Norwegian so he could read books.
Damn.
What a
disqualified.
Nerd. What a fucking
get
dork.
The fuck out of here, bro.
This video is this guy squaring off with an old man.
A fight video?
Hey man, calm the fuck down, bro.
This guy looks like he has Down syndrome, is squaring off with a 70-year-old.
Hell yes.
At the gym?
Remember when that mentally challenged gentleman slapped the shit out of a woman on the train?
No.
Remember that video? That's one of the best videos of all time.
Oh, yeah, that black girl and that black dude. Was he mentally
challenged?
No, they were
both black.
Oh, there was like a white girl mouthing off on the J train, and a black guy just smacked the life out of her.
No, I don't think that guy was.
That guy rocked.
Ripped out of his. What happened? Did the old guy get fucked up?
A homeless dude in D.C. one time said to another dude, I'll smack the black out of you. I could never forget that.
Yeah, because you hate that kind of black-on-black crime.
Yeah, I said, come on, guys. We need to get the community together.
We have to stop killing us.
Okay.
Adam, you're back in the gym. Why don't you tell us about that?
Back in the gym, like I was saying to you, I did see a trans man there who was just insanely brolic.
Nice.
And Nick said that it's because when you're on HRT, testosterone, you're basically on steroids.
Should we go on steroids?
Well, we have to become men.
Yeah.
Well, you should have enough testosterone in your body that you're not being upstaged by.
No.
But Adam's getting the show stolen from him at the gym.
That gentleman, listen, everyone's stealing the show from me, but that gentleman in particular was just like insanely brawling.
How do you know he was?
Yeah. That trans woman goes up to Adam and they're like, I just want to say,
it's a
I
trans
was where
man.
You were. Years ago, and through a lot of hormone therapy. Just hang in there, sister.
The mustache is already almost coming in.
You are passing. Don't let anyone tell you you're not passing.
That's true. I appreciate that.
You are passing.
I appreciate the pep talk.
And I'm here for you. You are a man. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I'm 32 years old nearly, and I'm still transitioning into becoming a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate the positive.
Yeah, you guys can finally almost grow mustaches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Stav, it's taken about a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meanwhile,
but I feel good.
Mine is so perfectly curated.
I have a beautiful mustache.
You do look. I just gave Arthur that mustache, and
you're playing the Arthur. He's playing the Arthur the Aardvark video game.
Yeah, in the Arthur
on his
game.
Home PC. Adam's into gaming now, so he's got Reader Rabbit going, and
if he spells a 9-syllable word, he'll give Arthur a fucking hat.
I love Math Blaster because he's like fucking just nutting all over a girl's face. He's like, oh, 2 + 6.
The updated version. The updated version of Math Blaster. Every fucking question you get right is another stroke of your cock. It's just some woman on her knees.
Hell yeah.
Damn, should we create that?
Yeah. Math Blaster, yeah. teach them little kids how to learn, dude. Yeah. How to do math.
I'm trying to get some pussy from Mavis Beacon, I tell you what. I'm trying to get some head from a black lady in a business suit.
Yeah.
Is that who Mavis Beacon was? She was a professional black woman?
I think so.
Is that the chief from
similar vibes, yeah. Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the world is Carmen? I guess that's supposed to be like Kamala Harris is is the chief from where? Detectives.
I bet you Kamala Harris back in the day could absolutely get a little piece of dick pie.
Yeah, I mean she's still like kind of hot.
I would smash.
Yeah.
To show that I'm an ally.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Let's see, Kamala Harris Young. Let's see what we got here.
She's probably pretty sloppy.
She's probably a bitch, dude. Yeah. She's still
but
is.
But you like that, don't you?
I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah, Adam's been bad.
Actually, yeah, I would smash tell right me now, Adam's, no problem. Adam's
tell been, me I'm going to jail, Kamala.
Adam's been a bad boy.
Tell me I have to go
my,
to school, otherwise you'll send me to jail.
I didn't send my daughter to school, so lock me up and fuck my ass, Kamala.
Yeah, Adam's a naughty boy from bad boy town. He's going to get locked up.
Mm-hmm. fuck.
Locked up love. Raw.
Yeah, I would smash.
Locked up.
Young
raw
Kamala?
Dog.
I would smash Kurt
at Howard.
Kamala, honestly.
Did she go to Howard?
I don't know.
I think she did.
I would also smash Amy Klobuchar.
Hell yeah, dude.
That fucking dumb bitch. Mm. She was saying she's going to be mean to Putin.
Amy Knob
gets hard.
She's
like, it's
hard.
Good that I was. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Amy Knob gets hard.
That's right. Mm-hmm. She's got a little cock under that fucking skirt.
Yeah.
And it'll fucking stick.
No, I talked
out.
To some girl. I was with a group of men discussing politics.
Of course, as you like to do.
And we were discussing Bernie.
In an intellectual salon.
We
were discussing Bernie, and some woman comes up and she goes, I'm voting for Amy Klobuchar. And I took my hand, I put my palm right underneath her chin, and I just rammed her head through the drywall.
Really?
So just yeah, I
is
just
that what you did to her?
Right, and synced it right between the studs,
and she didn't
and
even
did
press
it,
charges.
Well, I did it so in a way so that her chin went back first, so that just the top of her dome smashed into the drywall. When she tries to get out, her chin comes forward and she gets stuck. So she's just standing there with her head stuck in the wall, and then we all had sex with her.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone of the
so
men.
I don't know much about Amy Klobuchar, but that's what it makes me think of. When I hear her name,
it's kind of like a glory hole, but only your head is on the other side.
It's just me and a couple of Bernie bros hanging out, and then a woman coming up and saying, I'm voting for Amy Klobuchar, and then the sound of sheetrock shattering, and then my sexual gratification afterwards.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Me and my fellas all high-fiving as we come.
Yeah, the other thing about Bernie Bros is
and that's what socialism is.
Yeah,
that's what democratic socialism is.
We all call each other brother, like kind
of
like Muslim black people do. Like, so brother Nick, and like, yeah, brother Stav.
Yep.
Yeah. It does really feel good to talk like a Muslim black person.
Yeah, I'm a brother of Mujalan in the Bernie Bros circle.
In the Bernard Brothers. Yeah.
Hey, brother of Mujalan.
The Bernard Brigade. Yeah.
Smash this bitch's head through the drywall. Smash this Klobuchar bitch's head through the drywall. Brother of Mujalan, we got some Bernie brothering to do.
Some Bernie business, that's what we call. That's what we call handling female detractors like that.
Dude, I'm ready to go full Bernie. I know I said it before, but if that's how it's going to be, if I'm going to hear nothing about how harassing Bernie bros are, then you better believe I'm going to do some harassing.
Get a little bit of my money's worth.
And if I'm already in trouble for it.
Yeah.
I cannot wait.
We're
I'm outside of Sadie Doyle's house with a sniper rifle.
Just
every time
a laser
she leaves,
pointer.
Yeah, every time she leaves her house, just in the middle of her forehead.
I've got a big megaphone on a sniper rifle tripod.
Oh,
and I'm
Sadie,
just going,
what is that?
Boo, bitch, from across the street. Excuse me, boo.
What is that, a zit on your forehead? It's a laser.
This message brought to you by Bernie Sanders.
You're
a dumb bitch. This message is paid for by Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders entirely supports this.
Yeah.
This is where your $37
I'm going to fucking do hate speech at women and then be like, ad paid for by the Bernie Sanders campaign.
By Bernie Sanders,
and
I approve this
Bernie
message.
Sanders, it's your job to find
sponsored content.
Go on Twitter, find any woman talking about Hillary Clinton, and then send her videos of you deadlifting. You got something to say now, bitch? And that's how we're going to win this election.
don't even argue with her substance.
No, she shouldn't even know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
What's up, bitch? You got something to say to me? Because I'm from LA.
I'm from Texas, man. I'm Beto.
My name is Beto, and I'm from East LA. Well, you're from Texas. Yeah, that's what I thought East LA was. Hey, I'm Beto. My name is My name is Robert O'Donovan Patrick Leahy O'Connell.
Fuck Bobby.
Doherty.
Fuck Bobby O'Rourke.
Yeah,
I don't fuck with him anymore, dude.
Did you fuck with him?
I mean, it was cool when he was running against Ted Cruz's bitch ass.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even win.
No.
He didn't even
win.
I
don't like losers. This guy couldn't even beat Ted Cruz. I beat Ted Cruz so easily.
He did.
You should have seen that bet. That's the thing. They're going to think that they can attack Trump. He's going to spend the entire time talking about Ted Cruz and what a loser Ted Cruz is.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Look, this guy lost to Ted Cruz. Have you seen him? He cried when I said his wife was a rat.
He already went in on Joe Biden. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Trump did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He called him a very low IQ individual.
Yeah, yeah, he's right. Mm-hmm. He's not wrong.
Absolute
he doesn't
disgrace.
Even grab pussy as good as me.
What a disgrace this guy is.
Goddamn.
Yeah. He said that there's something wrong with... He said, I saw that video of Beto. He was just moving his hand so much. Have you ever seen someone move his hand so much?
Really?
Yeah.
That's what
like,
he got him
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with it. I think he's got, I think,
you
he's
know,
got
something
wrong
seriously
his
wrong with
it.
He's just like slowly... He's trying to get them to do the, like Beto has Parkinson's thing.
Yeah.
Which maybe he does.
Oh, like how
look, maybe something happened when he was driving drunk all those times.
Yeah.
He got some, he messed up his brain in all of his drunk driving incidents. You know, which I heard he only did so he could seem more Hispanic. He just wanted to seem like more of a Mexican, so he would drive drunk all the time around Texas.
I cannot believe his name is Robert, dude.
Yeah.
That is fucking... That'd be like if you were just like, I'm Nicola.
Yeah.
I'm just...
But he's like... He went to like prep school on the East Coast. Like he's just as much... He's like George Bush.
He's George Bush.
He's just like putting
he's
on a
literally
fucking Texas
worse
shit
than Dolezal.
Yeah.
Rachel Dolezal has more of a claim to blackness than Beto O'Rourke does to being Hispanic.
Dude, I agree.
That's insane that he just made it up. When did it start? When did that shit start?
I guess it was a nickname when he was
when
a
he was
little
a kid.
Kid.
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever, man. Fuck off. Fuck off, Robert.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, to the same extent that Bam is a nickname.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean that he's, you know, I don't know.
Retarded?
Be,
yeah.
Yeah, Bam would be.
The kid
Bam is a cooler nickname.
Is it? Is
then
it
Beto?
Adam? Is it a cooler nickname?
Beto.
Yeah, Bam, it's cool.
What would you like your nickname to be, Adam?
I've already got plenty of nicknames.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Cheese of the South.
Mr. Steal Your Joke.
Yeah.
Mr. Suck Your Dick.
Mr. Suck Your Dick.
Mr. Suck Your Dick.
The winds of Mr. the Trans River Jordan. So they call them the winds.
The winds?
The winds?
Mm. Yeah, the winds.
Because you're always blowing the trans river.
The trans women. Trans women Jordan.
Trans
Jordan. Well, I'll tell you, like, if you like getting your dick hard for trans women, you're going to love Blue Chew. Blue Chew is the only medicine
over 18
for over 18 guys that are really trying
mature
to get
mature.
Yeah, so make sure if you're 18 and one day old, now is the time to start taking.
Start
dick
young.
Start
get your
young
body used to the medicine.
Yeah,
young.
Yeah.
So much so that you have to start taking more and more in
more,
order to have any
type
of reaction.
You don't want to be one of these old guys that doesn't even know how to handle his
look,
Viagra.
If you're 16-year-old, if you're 17-year-old, you go march right up to your parents and you say, Mom and Dad, for my 18th birthday, I don't want a car. I just want dick pills from BlueChew.com for my sweet 18. I want to take.
If you are 18 and you take a Blue
I
want to
take dick pills.
Send the pics to Adam.
With Dad and Grandpa, and then we're all going to compare. We're going to put it on a line graph to see what's happening to the men in our family over generations.
How hard
do their cocks get? BlueChew.com is the only website on the internet. It's fully medically diagnosed, complete, 100% real. One of the realest websites that anyone has ever heard of. They've won multiple Peabody Awards for being the
hardest dick website.
For
the
a
website that makes your dick the hardest.
That makes your
slightly edging out NPR.org.
Mm-hmm. NPENIS.org.
Nice penis regional.
Nice penis. Nice penis, retard. That's what
NPR
stands
for.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to Nice Penis Retard. We look at pictures of people's penises They call him retarded.
Blue Chew.
Hello, this is All Things Considered, and everyone's here has a is pulling out their cock. Oh, nice penis. Nice penis retard. Nice penis retard.
Nice penis retard. And we're back with the Westminster Retard Show. If you're just joining us, the obstacle course has finished. <We're
not laughs> Jesus Christ. This is Blue Chew. They're Blue telling Chew, us like, to say this.
The Westminster Retard Show, brought to you by BlueChew.com. We will now be looking at the retards' penises. Down syndrome, usually the strongest in this category, but we have some interesting entrants from the autism spectrum disorder. And, of course, the fetal alcoholism kid, sort of a longer baseball bat shape.
Mm-hmm. Cannot get hard, but very impressive to the eye.
Yeah, it's just sort of like a meaty baseball, just fat at the end from all the edema that builds up in their retarded dicks. Michael, you said that you saw a similar thing at the Pebble Beach retard show last year. That's right. It was very interesting. I don't know if it was the heat, but all the humidity that built up in the fragile X kid's crotch, it made it look like his dick had just been stung by a million bees. And once again, we're brought to you by BlueChew.com.
If this you like... This is NPR covering the Westminster.
The Westminster Retard Show. You like sex, you like BlueChew.com. They offer men a performance enhancement for the bedroom or the bathroom. If
that's
you're
right.
Ian. Wouldn't you like to last longer and go extra rounds? BlueChew makes the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is happy thoughts and a little bit of sugar and spice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything nice.
Mm-hmm.
Chewables work faster than pills, up to twice as fast.
Wow.
You can take Blue Chew on a full or empty stomach. It's cheaper than the other two. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form online. No doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line at a pharmacy. And if you're unfortunately one of those people that's illiterate that also needs the dick pills, you can grab a friend. They can fill out the form for you and just ask the questions. You do not need to know how to read to get these pills.
That's very important.
They ship
Let
direct.
Nothing stop in the way of you getting your. Coffee.
They ship directly to your door in discreet packaging. You know, and that's the most important thing, because you're a cool customer.
Mm-hmm.
You're one cool guy. You don't want the hot girl next door knowing that you're getting dick pills when she goes through your mail.
That's right.
I would want her to know.
Yeah.
Oh, so you know you're coming through with that heat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. What I've started doing is just opening up the, even though it comes in discreet packaging, I open it up
her.
In front of all my neighbors, and I'm like, nice. What do you think of this?
They're prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. So those are hard-working. Just imagine Dan from Roseanne making these pills.
In the USA.
Geez, Dan, where have you been all day? I've been at the dick pill factory, Roseanne. You know that. You know where I've been.
Respect. American made.
He's just, his hands are all blue from making dick pills all day.
His cock is just always hard.
Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner will love it. Chew it and do it. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com.
Chew it and do it.
Yeah, that's a dumb. They should
Have
say
we
that.
Said that before?
I like Chew it and do it.
Yeah?
That's what we're supposed to be saying?
What about this? Chew it and fuck it.
Yeah, chew it and fuck.
Chew it and fuck.
Chew it and then smash that bitch's head through the drywall.
No.
Okay.
Klobuchar style.
Yeah, Klobuchar that pussy.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm about to treat your fucking pussy like it's an intern and I'm Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah. I call my dick Amy Klobuchar because I abuse women. Because I physically
it abuses women.
I physically and emotionally abuse women. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code Cumtown. That's Cumtown. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Cumtown. That's a $90 value for $5.
Crazy.
I think. Yeah.
There's something wild.
It's good. Look,
listen,
just try $5.
Our cocks have been getting
hard. How many chews do you get?
Me? Well, I set
for
my
that,
shit up.
For that,
I set my shit up so I get
for
just
the promo.
The maximum amount of pills with the highest dosage as frequently as possible.
Yes. Well,
it's great.
For the promo, how many chews?
I don't know.
That?
I think that, like, just, yeah, stop asking. It's
all
not
right,
in
the
copy.
I'll just get it.
Look, if you want these questions answered, go to the fucking website and sign up for them.
That's unlike, what I meant
unlike
to
you,
say.
Me and Stav use the products mm-hmm. from our sponsors.
Because we like to, we don't take, we don't want to lie to our fucking beloved listeners.
Yeah.
We want them to know it gets our little pathetic cocks hard.
Our beloved listeners.
Beloved, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you guys. I love you and I want your cocks absolutely yeah. stiff.
I don't even have sex. I just loop my penis around, shove it in my ass, mm-hmm. and then I take a blue chew. And then it gets my dick hard,
if
and
it's
then
in soft
and
it stays
it
hard.
Come,
in.
Go, no, it pops out, and then I don't need to wipe.
Mm-hmm. You call it a pop goes the weasel.
Well, that's how the French do it.
Mm-hmm. French style.
Nick's cock just came out.
No, I'm continental. You call me Lincoln Continental.
So your so let me just get this straight. Your asshole is filled with shit, and your dick is not in it. Then you put your soft dick in your shit and fill the
yeah,
asshole.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you take a blue chew and you wait an hour, how long approximately, for it to activate?
Well, it works twice as fast.
So it works whatever, yeah, so let's say 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're just going about your day while you, with a shitty asshole, and or you're still in the toilet.
And then, well, then my dick comes out, and then it just wipes shit all over the back of my pants and then the front.
Yeah. The inside of your thighs. Yeah.
It just covers everything.
But at least it saves you all that annoying wiping.
Mm-hmm. I hate that. I hate to wipe.
My dick swings in between my legs, just spraying shit everywhere.
Spraying diarrhea all over your walls. Yeah, you're hanging out just bottomless in your living room.
My girlfriend's like, did you stop wiping? And I'm like, that's right. Thanks, Blue Chew.
I mean, notice a spray pattern on the wall, like yeah. a sort of like a crime scene mm-hmm. investigator.
Uh-huh.
You can tell like how fresh last time you shat was.
Yeah. CSI Guyami.
Guyami.
Welcome to Guyami.
Bienvenidos.
Check my penis. I am gay.
Why don't they just call it Miami? Why the fuck do they have to fuck with it and call it Miami?
Miami.
What do you mean? That's how Cuban people say it.
Do they have an
but
I sound?
But it's not their country.
Do they have an I sound?
Yeah, but it's a Spanish word, no?
I don't know. It's a fucking American word. It's the name of our state. So they
it's
should
not
fucking
a state,
call
it's
it
a
Miami.
City.
What is Miami? Yeah, what does Miami mean? Is it some Indian shit probably?
No, it doesn't
probably.
Mean it's like an English word.
Is it?
No.
Yeah. What does it mean?
I bet
it
you
means
my,
Miami, dude. It's just the name of the fucking place.
My money's on it's some kind of Indian shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a Seminole word.
Yeah,
like a Hari Kondabolu sort of thing.
No. The cool kind with arrows and shit.
Yeah.
It's
with scarecrows.
Eat buffaloes.
Scarecrow Indians?
That's right.
You know, it's crazy that the Indians could never develop society or culture because they didn't come up with scarecrows. The birds would eat all their food. That's why they always had to keep moving.
Mm.
They couldn't do agriculture.
I did not know that.
I don't think I know it either.
I just chose something. I did not know that fact.
Mm-hmm. I think I read it in school. Worrying about the natives.
There were definitely natives that had farms, right? Maize? Come on, bro.
Blaze?
Maize, yeah.
The Indians call it blaze.
Oh, they smoke a corn cob?
Yeah.
The whole shit?
Do people say that? Did the Indians call it blaze?
No, that's all you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made that
up. That was like a joke for like people that weren't funny to be like, or as the Indians call it, maize.
It really was.
I used to
Starting from like third grade, I remember seeing
Yeah,
that.
I don't know what the fuck that
How's
was.
How's that a joke, though?
I don't know. People would say, people who weren't
it
funny.
They absolutely would.
Would say, or as the Indians call it, maize. I mean, it's like a sort of like an essay thing. I think it might even be from The Simpsons. But I think it was like an essay thing like Webster's Dictionary defines.
Yes.
But that one's still a funny joke, because I do that one still. But the maize one is not funny.
Okay, Stav's right.
Woo!
What?
The smartest motherfucker on the podcast.
Miami was the original name for Lake Okeechobee.
Mm-hmm.
And then the river that ran out.
I got Okeechobee.
Choke an Amy. Lake smash a club at charge.
Keep going. Keep reading me. Keep reading me.
Wait, this is fucked up. The original current name Okeechobee is derived from Hitachi word,
uh-huh.
Ooh, from
like the vibrator.
That company also makes other things. You know, they didn't intend that to be a vibrator. It was literally supposed to be a back massager.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to tell the story?
And then whore started putting told it on
the I'm sorry. Excuse me.
What else happened with Miami?
No, you tell your story.
Excuse
me.
What else happened with Miami? Hold on here.
Adam.
We got a regular Amy Klobuchar over here.
So it's named after the Miami River, which I guess runs into Miami, and which was, I guess, originally named after the original name of Lake Okeechobee. And that's how... But it was like with Y's and a bunch of different I's and stuff.
You know what's crazy? Jamaica, the island in Jamaica, Queens, not related in the slightest in terms of the naming.
Really?
Yeah.
How? How's that possible?
Just, they're just completely... They have like completely different etymologies.
Are they spelled the same?
Spelled exactly the same.
What is one
Jamaica?
Mean?
The Jamaica Queens one is like some Native American bullshit, and the other one's like, you know, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, they're just not, they're not similar.
That's wild.
Yeah, or not like based on the same.
That's fucked up.
I know.
Did Jamaicans live there in Queens?
I don't know. I mean, I just remember thinking like,
Minaj is from
I remember I always saw like, Jamaica Queens. I'm like, that's funny that like they're like, oh, this is the black where the black people live.
There's the Jamaica Plains.
We'll call this Africa Brooklyn.
I got little Stabby's movie corner recommendation.
Oh yeah,
The Hurt Locker.
Oh wow, cool!
It
from
was good.
10 years ago.
You liked
also,
it?
Yeah,
I guess it was okay.
No, it was good. And also, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, thanks.
Really good.
I got it.
Good reco, dude.
It's fucking good, dude.
It's tight. Love it.
I think it's better than The Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. I came home from a poker game Saturday to my home in my homestead in Baltimore. My little brother George was working on some. He likes to work on paintings late at night and watch movies while he's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just had The Hurt Locker going, and I just got sucked the fuck in. It was.
Would you fuck Chastain? We talk about this all
the time.
How
about The Turd Locker?
Yes, I would. She wasn't in The Hurt Locker.
Who's the main girl?
You're thinking of fucking.
Oh, The Hurt Locker is
Zero
the bomb
Dark
one.
30.
I'm thinking of Zero
the
Dark
Locker,
Thirty. Yeah. The bomb one. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
called Zero Dark People. And it's a movie where they kill all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, The Hurt Locker is with that Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, it was really fun.
They
good.
Did 9/11, so we did 911 million.
Is it both? Those are Catherine Bigelow, though.
Yeah, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and
yeah,
Hurt Locker. Both.
She made
both Catherine Bigelow.
Actually, here's another movie reco: Strange Days, which is a Catherine Bigelow movie from '95 that
Strange
I've never seen.
Strange Gaze, starring Adam Friedman.
And it's
they did 9/11.
No,
so he did gay 9/11.
No, that's not what
driving
it's about.
Driving his ass into two guys' dicks.
He shoved the entire Twin Towers up his ass.
That's not how 9/11.
Gay 9/11, starring Adam.
They hit
Friedman.
It with a plane.
Yeah, but you did gay 9/11. Are you even listening to the bit, Adam?
They thought they were flying a plane into the Twin Towers, but it was actually his ass.
They flew the plane into my ass?
No, yes. They flew your ass into the plane, into the towers,
they,
man.
He did both of those things.
The plane went into my ass, and then...
The one man who could do both of those things. Gay Adam stars as gay 9/11, but also the planes. And he's gay, too.
He's a character and the man in
real life. He's the planes, the buildings, the terrorists, and the victims, but the gay version of all of them.
Oh, it's like the clumps. Adam plays them all in.
Well, yeah, I'm a versatile performer.
But
Adam
also exists as a concept. He's conceptually, he is the act of being gay in the film.
The concept of being gay.
This summer.
Gay 9/11.
Gay Adam 9, gay 11, gay.
Well, anyway, Strange Days is sick, and you guys should watch it. It's on HBO.
What's it about?
Right now. It's about, the drug of the future, like, people are called wireheads, and they put this, like, contraption on their brains,
sounds,
and then it's, like, full... It's like full VR, like
gay.
No, it's not
gay.
Not
interested. Pass.
You're wrong.
Pass.
You're wrong. It's fucking
pass.
Sick.
Pass.
But they can't stop describing it.
Yo, Crouching Tiger is much more epic than I thought. Like a literal epic than I thought it was going to be.
What does that mean?
It's like very sweeping.
The Crouching Tiger is Adam. And the hidden dragon is the HIV virus in the penis that he's crouching over.
It's got like big ass.
Can one man get pieces? HIV from a Chinese ninja? The answer is yes.
They're not ninjas.
This summer, Adam, gay Adam, gets AIDS from Chinese people. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
It's just a reboot.
I remember I saw that movie in theaters one of the first times I ever smoked weed.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was tight, yeah. I saw that, and I also saw, on 420, I saw The Scorpion King starring The Rock.
Hell yeah, dude.
And everyone in the theater was laughing. I think everyone was stoned, and we were all laughing at it, like how bad of a movie it was.
That was some hell of the worst CGI of all time.
It was really bad, yeah. I think they made a Scorpion King 2, like, direct to DVD.
Nice.
Not with
The Rock.
Wasn't
Stifler in that?
Stifler? Was he in The Scorpion King?
I thought he was.
I don't know. Maybe.
But maybe I'm just...
It was a spinoff of The Mummy.
Yes. Doesn't The Rock appear in The Mummy as The Scorpion King?
I don't know.
Yeah, in The Mummy 3. Mm-hmm. And then he's in the... I was going to sit down and rewatch all those movies. Just to have something to do before I die. Just have another thing. Just another day in my
another
life.
Another thing you have to finish.
Yeah. You're like, well, I guess I probably only have like 4,000 of these days left until I literally die.
But here's what I'll be using it on.
Not even, probably. What is that? What is the math on that?
So 365 is a year.
Mm-hmm.
365, and then how many years?
Nah,
you're
gonna. That's you got more than 4,000.
That's more than 4,000. Yeah.
No, it's 11 years.
You're going to live longer than 11 years.
We will see.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty gay to think about mortality.
When one man doesn't wipe his ass. Somebody on this plane's got shit in his ass. And holds an entire plane hostage. I can't breathe. Nobody can fucking breathe in here.
Oh, have you guys ever taken like a really wild shit on an airplane bathroom?
Was like almost every flight.
He's like the guy on a plane that's like, "In." He's gonna say it.
Yeah. It's
Gee.
It's like phone booth, but he's gonna say the N-word, I think. Oh, that's what it was.
<laughs> Man. Yeah, so those are my recommendations.
You guys should see Strange Days. Please.
No.
Like,
see Hurt Locker and Crouching Tiger.
Everyone's seen those movies, Stop. Literally everyone's seen those movies.
Strange Days.
Those are movies that babies see.
What if Adam's dick was a day? And then they called it Strange.
Yep.
This summer.
What do you think of that, Adam?
A strange dick could be big.
But it's
but
not
it's
in
not.
This case.
But it could
we
be.
All know that it isn't.
And that adjective could be used
in
for a large
surprise
dick.
Twist.
It was large.
Not that.
Yeah. It was so strange how large it
was. What it is that it's gay.
You can't have a gay penis. A gay
that's
penis
how
is
gay
a,
your dick is.
It's
that's
a physical
where somebody
appendage.
On site.
No,
they nailed
no.
it. Mm-hmm. The doctor said, "Your son's going to be gay." They said, "How do you know?" They said, "Just look at his dick." And then your dad was like, "I guess he's right."
Fun.
This summer.
My son's got a gay dick.
One man, one gay son.
One strange penis.
A cop, a retired cop, who was good at his job. Now, in retirement, he has one last task to deal with his two gay sons. Seattle.
That's great. Well done.
Yeah, just did Frasier well trailer. With that guy. Yeah.
One last
just
job.
Just take out the laugh track.
Coming
yeah.
out of retirement to do one last job. Deal with his two gay
put
sons.
Up with how gay his sons are.
And somehow
Niles,
British.
Have you seen my Crocs?
This summer, Frasier.
That'd be a great, like... trailer to cut.
Yeah.
Just take out the laugh track.
Mm-hmm.
Four friends. One Jewish comedian. Another racist, probably Italian, but we'll call him Jewish anyways, neighbor. George. Elaine.
So I got my dick. I gotta say, dude, I'm mad at sitcoms for giving fat boys... unrealistic expectations to live up to.
What are you talking
about? Because George like Slade,
George Slade pussy, King of Queens, he gets.
Yeah, but that's more
pussy.
Of a New York thing than a fat guy thing.
Yeah.
Because well, there's hot girls here
I'm
and ugly
in New York.
Guys.
I'm in New York now, man.
Yeah, and you overachieve all the time. Why is it? That's not
true.
Unrealistic. It's
that's
probably
true.
It's very similar to your life. It's pretty much the most realistic
damn,
depiction
right.
of what was going to happen, other than the fact that you're unemployed most of the time or working for the Yankees.
That is true.
Other than that, everything else has worked
no,
out.
No, but they were.
Yeah,
totally.
Adam's basically Jerry Seinfeld.
No, I'm not.
Boom, boom, boom. You're Kramer.
Yeah, I'm not fun.
I'm sort of Kramer.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, with the racial outbursts and
yeah, that's right.
my schemes.
Mm-hmm.
I am Kramer,
you're
I guess.
Kramer. I'm definitely George. I mean, there's no discussion
yeah.
there.
I guess Adam's also Elaine.
I think I'm more George spiritually.
You're not.
No, no, no.
Yes, I am.
No, you want to be the coolest
no,
one. You're the
you're
least
the
funny
one.
And the one that has to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It is true. Yeah.
George is a nebbish and
Adam,
a schmuck.
I'm telling you, it's true.
He's not the coolest one.
Adam, we talked about this and it's true.
You're that's Jerry.
More, that's more
you're
Peter.
Jerry, Adam.
That's more Peterson than
Stav is Jerry. Elaine, he does the most spots.
Elaine, your no. friend Jerry.
Yes, yeah. You,
bitch, I'm George
you work
and you
the
know
road.
It. Who are you kidding?
I'm George.
You're
not
out
even
of
Jewish.
Your mind.
Oh, come
George
on.
George isn't Jewish, bitch.
Yes, he is.
No.
Spiritually, he
that's
is.
That's how I am.
What?
I'm no. Costanza,
how
bitch.
About I'm Putty?
Yeah.
How about I just get
Putty's
to be Putty?
Back.
Yeah,
Elaine,
Nick is Putty.
I went into your car to have gay sex. Elaine, need your keys so I can go into your car and have gay sex.
Woo!
Yeah,
Putty, gay Putty. This summer,
this summer, the guy from the Tick.
Remember that
remember
guy.
Remember Elaine's boyfriend.
I saw that
a full
movie.
where he's gay. He's gay now.
And the other character's called Elaine, but legally it has nothing to
her
do with Seinfeld.
Is, yeah. It just happens to also be Elaine.
Elaine, me and my voiceover friend guy are going to go into the bathroom for a second.
But the twist is I have gay sex. Yes. The trailer guy is now part of the movie, also having gay sex.
Having gay sex with Putty.
Yeah, feels pretty good. Always makes me come.
I would love to smash Elaine's cheeks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you should be happy you're Jerry because Jerry got to fuck Elaine. Too bad I never did as George.
He should have gotten back with her. That used to frustrate me as, like, a gay little boy. It's like, why doesn't he get back with Elaine?
Yeah.
She's so charming.
Maybe the pussy was trash.
Yeah. It could have been.
I remember
if
watching
the way
Will
she
and
dances.
Grace as a kid.
Yeah.
Well, I watched Will and Grace as a kid, and I'm like, I don't understand it. Why don't Will and Jack have sex? They're both homosexual.
I thought that, too.
I was like, we all know that
every
homosexuals
gay
just have gay sex with whatever man
they
know.
If you leave them in a room
is
together.
That written into the show that they fucked, like,
no.
once? No?
I'm like, why aren't they just always
it's
having
implied?
Sex?
Yeah. It's not implied. They never did.
Yeah. I remember also thinking as a little kid that Deborah Messing's character made them gay by being flat chested.
Yeah,
and that
back.
Was not like me being mean. That was like my thought.
Your logic.
If she had big old cans, they would have been
gay. What about Karen? She had big titties.
Karen who? Oh,
yeah,
right.
But her voice was annoying.
Yeah, but her titties.
She
were,
talked like a baby.
Bonkers. I literally jacked off the episodes of Will and Grace when you could just sort of see parts of her tits.
And then it would cut to Jack
kissing his boyfriend,
doing gay stuff, and you're like, "Oh no, I can't!"
Whoops,
oopsie daisy,
whoops, rewinding this part.
Oh, Jack, oopsie
daisy, living out loud, you know.
Didn't mean to do that. Your mom's like, "Stavros, why are you doing this in the living room?"
Oh,
like it's an
birthday.
Accident. I don't know. Oh yeah, it's your mom's birthday.
Happy birthday,
it was
Big
last
B.
Week, but I went down to celebrate it this week.
It's my dad's birthday.
Really?
This nice. Week. Yeah.
Did you kiss her?
Yeah.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. What?
I fucked her.
Are you serious?
I kissed her first.
When?
Before you were born, during that year and a half that you weren't
when
alive.
When you were a baby?
Yeah, I fucked
at
her.
At 18 months old, you fucked my mom?
Yeah.
That'd be fun, a fun
she
movie
was pregnant
where we
with
all
you.
Invent time machines and we go back in time trying to fuck each other's moms.
Yeah,
you know, always gotta get, like, get the day before, and then we just sort of fuck up history, and like Hitler's back, and 9/11's a million
but
times
worse. But at
least
I fucked your mom.
Or did you? Because I've gone back before that and prevented the mom fucking, but also making time to go fuck your mom.
And then it turns out you're both my sons.
But it's too late because we've already gone past beyond that history, and we've formed a secret alliance.
Oh, fuck.
To double team your mom. No,
with the Nazis.
Well, too bad.
With the Third Reich.
Yeah, well, that's your grandma, you fucking weirdos, because I fucked your moms.
No, you can't.
And made you.
You fucked our moms in some timeline, but we used the time machine to go beyond
honestly,
that.
Honestly, like,
your
legitimately, like,
you, only possible
I wouldn't give a fuck if you just absolutely fucked the shit out of my grandma. I'll give you the pass,
bro. The tube log of Cape Town?
I'll give you the... Was that you gave me that that nickname when I was gone? The tube hog of Cape Town.
Cape Town, that's right.
Damn, Esther.
My grandma's name was Esther.
Both of my grandma's names were Esther.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear.
You always got to one-up me, huh?
Are you serious?
Both of my parents...
Wait a second. Both your grandmas named Esther and one of your grandmas named Esther?
Esther, yeah.
Yep,
What's the other one?
Esther podcast.
Jean?
She was a man?
Yeah, she was a man.
Eugene?
Jean DiNapoli.
Damn. I had Olga and Vespina.
Oh, yeah. That's basically
no
Esther.
No
Vespina
Esther
is like Esther.
No.
Yeah, Esterna?
Esterna.
Vespina.
Oh,
yeah,
like Vespian?
Like, it was in American, it's Despina.
Yeah.
And then there were girls named Despina, and of course we called them Despenis.
Yeah, Despenis?
Yeah.
Dat penis.
Mm-hmm.
Damn,
I didn't think
that
it was
bag is a good look for you.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's kind of you're kind of become one
podcasting in all blue.
Like literally anybody looks like shit sitting on that thing. It's just sort of designed.
That looks crazy.
Yeah, thanks, it's man. The same color.
Mm-hmm. I look cute.
So the Dolezal documentary. She's like kind of stating her case and like talking about her childhood.
You excited to go through that baseball round? The weather's getting nice, huh?
I know, dude. We gotta
go
to
the park.
Park
right after this.
I got shit to do. I gotta get my taxes ready for Patrick on Thursday.
You know that it's too late for that already.
He doesn't have a business.
I don't have a business.
Oh, you don't have a business.
Yeah. I have to make a business.
They fucked my shit up.
Really?
Well, this is minor things in there. Like my address is wrong, but then not only is it wrong, it's spelled wrong also.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's gay.
But
they're good. I mean, they do a good job in terms of like saving money.
They definitely do.
But like, the problem I have is like I can't ever get any like clear answer on anything.
Yeah.
Like ask a question and I'm treated like an asshole for asking for clarification.
Yeah. Or you have to like call or like go in.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten clarification like that, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
But you know, the accountants make it do magic, and that's what's important.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm hoping
they make the pussy talk.
I'm hoping my accountant makes
the pussy talk back.
Mm-hmm.
Does some magic on me.
Lane, I saw this thing online. I want to use your pussy like a puppet. Well, it's going to require you have a rectovaginal fistula. Yeah, it's a Whoopi Goldberg thing. She did it in one of her movies. Yeah, Patrick Swayze cut a hole in her asshole, then he would use her pussy to talk to his wife. No, I've seen the movie. It's a different movie. No, Elaine, there's Ghost and then there's this other one with the pussy puppet. Anyways, I want to do that to you.
Oh, fuck.
So you tie it all together, folks.
I can't believe I didn't know.
That's called theme. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I didn't know her name was Beverly Crusher.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Cool. I feel like I knew.
Try to cut up my couch with you.
I was just pushing it.
Yeah.
There was like a wrinkle. I wanted
push
to
this
smooth.
Dick into your ass deeper.
Yeah.
Deeper.
Anyway, sorry. This Dolezal documentary.
Push ass deeper.
Wait, let me just say this.
Must push it deeper.
Okay, it's not coming out. Maybe
what
next
happened?
Episode.
What happened?
So, like, she's, like, stating her case. You kind of, like, you're like, oh, man, maybe, you know, race is a social construct. Like, if someone could become a woman, why can't they become black, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, she's saying her case. And then at the end of the documentary, they just go through black, like, interviewing black people about it. And they're like, oh, hell fucking no. They're like, they're so mad. They get so pissed off. And one of them is this black girl doing, like, a deaf poetry jam. Mm-hmm. And her poem is about, like, and if I ever see Rachel Dolezal, I'm going to punch her in her fucking face. She's going to be black and blue. It is so.
You should talk like that on the show all the time.
Yeah.
If I do
until,
my deaf
until,
poetry jam.
Until nobody thinks you're the woke one anymore.
I'm definitely not the woke one. I'm definitely.
This is no longer a woke show.
Twisted.
This is
black
a Bernie
pilled.
Bro show, dude. Mm-hmm. This is a Bernie-pilled right. show.
Yeah. We're Bernie-pilled.
We want universal health care, but also universal slurs.
Mm-hmm.
Universal basic
Everyone gets,
income.
Exactly. But we all share we money. We all share the N-word.
Yeah. Universal basic income. Because basically.
Mm-hmm.
Come 2020, I'm saying
the
N-word.
Yeah. At the inauguration.
Yeah, I'm what you call a universal basic bitch, dude.
Hell yeah.
I want all that shit. It'd God. Be sweet if, like, we get UBI or whatever, and it's like $200,000 a year
mm-hmm.
for everyone.
That would rock.
And it doesn't raise the price of anything.
Yeah. You could just game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and people are like, who's going to pay for this? And it's like, our children.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
I'm not having kids. Your dumbass kids are paying for this shit.
You're dumb. Yeah.
I still think something's going to come out about Andrew Yang. And it's going to be very funny.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He's just such an unknown entity. There has to be something that's very funny in his past or like.
He's an unknown entity.
It turns out he was the Virginia Tech shooter.
Yeah. Something like that.
He just killed another Asian kid and left the body in his dorm. They're like, yep, that's him. Bring the family in to identify the body, and they're like, I guess it's him. I don't know. How the fuck would we know?
It's Mexican.
It's all the same to us. Yes, we're not even...
We're not even Asian.
We're not Asian. We're those Mexican people that look Asian.
Yeah. Chino.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yang, but Yang, it's not like he's well known. I feel like it's only on the internet, right?
Yeah, well, he did Rogan. He blew up from it.
Yeah.
Online. A lot of the, like, the Pepe guys.
I can't wait to blow up.
Yeah. I want to say this is my last time to say my dates on the show before I go to the Midwest this weekend, so I just wanted to say them proper because I feel like I fucked them up.
This isn't going up by then.
This is going up on Wednesday.
Yeah, but by that time, it's too late.
Yeah, so I'm going out with Mike.
Adam, come on.
Guys, importantly, March 30th, we'll be in D.C. at the Black Cat.
We'll be in D.C. at the Black Cat.
We're doing a stand-up. We're doing an 8 p.m. stand-up show, a 10 p.m. live podcast, two different shows. So get your tickets to one or both. They will be completely different shows. I mean, it'll still be us the whole time, though.
So Friday night, I'm at North Bar
importantly,
in Chicago.
It's only about 100 tickets left for both shows, so please buy those.
Fuck.
We're close to selling out.
God damn it.
Did you get blood
all over my fucking tracksuit.
Okay, so Friday night on the 22nd
fuck.
Of March, I
that
am
sucks,
at
dude.
North
I woke
Bar.
Up in the middle of the night last night, and there was just blood pouring out of my nose. This is profusely bleeding.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
Since I was a kid. Not even
okay,
from all
we
the
get it.
Drugs.
You too.
All right, so I am at North Bar in Chicago this Friday. Two times.
Nice.
You can look on the website for that. On Saturday night in Milwaukee at Puddler's Hall. And then we are in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, which I understand is about an hour from Minneapolis, on Sunday the 24th at the Plus. And then Mike will be in Minneapolis on Monday night. I will be back in New York.
Check out Adam at the Diddler's Pocket, April 22nd.
And
headlining the ball pit at the Eau Claire McDonald's.
I will say that Mike Racine is our buddy. You've heard him on the show. He's a fabulous stand-up comic. You guys will really enjoy it.
That's right. So March 30th.
March 30th, D.C. Come Town Live with the Black Cat two times.
I'm trying to put together a West Coast thing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I talked to that San Diego guy, and then I got another thing in the Bay Area, and then Portland.
Nice.
Might do a little early summer run.
What are you doing in the Yay?
Huh?
What are you doing
in the
Yay
area?
I don't know. I'm still going back and forth to the guy, but
nice.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
That would be fun, dude.
West Coast.
Portland was fun. You should do Seattle and Portland.
Well, what I want to do is rent a car, do San Diego, L.A., just do like just drive up the PCH.
That would be tight.
It would be tight, dude. PCH is great.
The pussy cheese.
Elaine, you got to borrow your car to go on a gay sex trip up the PCH. Putty's child.
Have you ever done it? Did you do it when you were in California, the PCH?
No.
Putty, it's really nice. It's called Putty's Come Hour.
You should go to Big Sur,
going
Nick.
Up the PCH, Putty's Come Hour. And
you should go to Big Sur and do acid.
Why don't you let me live my own life?
I'm saying, dude.
Why don't you let me just be myself?
Drop a little tabby.
Spread my wings.
Drop a little tabby at Big Sur.
Go to Joshua Tree, press a gun to my temple, and fucking say, what a beautiful world.
Listen to it click.
Yeah.
And then
click,
inhale
click,
deeply.
Pull.
Click, click, suck.
Say, wow, the gun
suck,
jammed.
Suck, dick.
Now I have a second lease on life.
Yeah.
Suck, suck, dick.
Suck, suck.
I wonder if, like, gun store owners, they recognize guys that come in that want to kill themselves and they have special guns that jam.
Yeah. That would be a gun store owner with a heart of gold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, then you can sell them a second gun, though.
Yeah.
It's just smart business. It's just a savvy business decision.
Yeah.
Sell him on the jams.
Uh-huh.
He comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, you sell him two guns to kill himself.
Yeah. What about one with, like, one of those flags that comes out?
And it's like 3D chess. Like, the other day I was explaining to someone that the only reason I make fun of retarded people is to guarantee that I have a retarded kid. Because
you
I
love
care,
them so much.
I love them so much.
Yeah.
You're going to be...
They're being eradicated from this world through the vicious act of abortion.
You are fully against.
Which I...
In every circumstance.
Which, yes.
Yeah, but Nick only, is trad cast.
Only because of that, the powerful testimony from
that boy,
that man.
Oh,
Frank,
yeah, I guess
Stevens.
He's a man.
That's right. Who was recently actually covered on NPR. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, was he?
He had his own.
On Nice Being.
He had his own special. I don't know.
He was at the show.
Yeah, he was.
It is funny though, because like you would watch it and you would think that I did actually not even consider the fact that they are happier than regular people.
Oh yeah.
And like when he said that, it was like, oh, I guess they probably deserve life more than most people.
Easily.
Because really, the only thing that matters is like whether you enjoy your life or not.
Yeah.
The rest of it's bullshit.
100%.
And if they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're having the best time.
Which, and everything, like, good moods are contagious.
Drinking chocolate milk and shit.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. We should all hope that we could be having yeah. people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. If everyone had Down syndrome, it would probably throw the world into, like, a pretty significant disarray for a while.
Yeah.
But we're still, like, much smarter than chimps.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, we'd have little nice, we'd have really nice grass huts.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Would we have complete indoors? Probably
if
not.
They can automate the candy manufacturing, I think we should, like, just willingly accept the future.
Everyone gets $1,000 a month from Andrew Yang. You
Well, he would also.
You have full automation of candy.
Andrew Yang would be on the syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
I think your son's going to probably be more likely to be gay than retarded.
Why?
Because, you know, of all the, you make, you know, a lot of gay sex parody songs, jokes, you know, that's, you know, if you want to guarantee your son.
Well, why does it got to be both? Why can't it be both?
Probably both. You're right.
That's the happiest kind of guy.
Kid's probably going to be disabled because Dosh is irradiated.
From Chernobyl.
From Chernobyl.
Yeah, that's true.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah, maybe my kid will be like some fucking Charles Xavier mutant.
Yeah, maybe he'll be strong.
Yeah, strong, kick my ass.
Probably not.
Hold you down.
Probably like
ass.
Missing a nasal bridge.
No,
left lip.
Come on, that's not how it works.
Flippers.
Dasha came out all right.
Yeah, but she was the first one.
I guess. She's
It's laying dormant in her eggs.
Yeah, her irradiated eggs.
Her pussy glows in the dark. Yeah.
Can you play like? Can you?
Adam's like, where is it? I can't find. Where is it?
Hold
oh,
on,
there it
my
is.
Off.
Oh, there it is. I've came already. I'm already done having sex. His pants are still on. I've finished having sex.
Do you want to get like hazmat suits or whatever, and then like go paintballing in Chernobyl when we're in Europe?
Yeah,
we're not going to Europe.
Oh, we might not. Yeah, we're not. If we go.
Yes.
All right.
Have you ever gone paintballing before?
Let's end the show.
Bye.